Així som a Camp Joliu.
Hey, here we are at Radio Joliu with a very requested podcast called Interview With. Today's guest is very special. We are very excited to present our guest. In today's show is Kiera Lin.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Where are you from?
Well, as you know, I'm Irish. I'm from Northern Ireland, yeah?
Do you miss Ireland?
I do, I miss it a lot. I miss my friends, my family, yeah?
What's the difference between living here and living there?
Oh, well, the main difference is the weather. The weather is very different. The food is different. The culture, the people, everything really is quite different, yeah.
Was it difficult to adapt to this culture?
Particularly the timetables of eating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the biggest difference. Yeah, it's still difficult for me, even now, to eat dinner at 10 o'clock at night, yeah.
Why did you decide to move?
I came to Spain because my partner, my husband is Spanish. Mm-hmm. So we decided we'd live here for some time.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in touch with your friends in Ireland?
Yes, of course. My best friend is Irish and always will be. So yes, of course. Yeah, we talk regularly and I visit them every time I go home. Yeah.
What would you like to do when you go there?
What would I like to do? Well, I always visit family and friends and we go on a holiday to the west of Ireland. We stay in a house at the beach and we just relax, have fun. Yep.
Have you noticed that there's a lot of changes that have happened in Ireland and you didn't notice?
Not really, because I keep up to date with the news and the television and I'm always in contact with people there. And at the moment, with COVID-19, the situation everywhere in the world practically is the same. Same conditions, and yeah, we're just living through it all the same.
What is different about the education system there and the education system here?
In terms of subjects and exams, everything seems to be more or less the same. But the main difference is the timetable. For example, you start school at 9 o'clock and you finish at 3:30. Your day is a lot shorter because you only get 45 minutes to eat lunch. And for that reason, they cut the time and you can go home to your house at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you prefer?
Well, I kind of like the timetable in Ireland, if I'm being honest, because the day is shorter and you have more free time for yourself after school.
Why do you choose to become a teacher?
Well, I chose to become a teacher because I absolutely love languages. I love English, I love French, I love speaking foreign languages. And also, it's an excellent career if you want to combine family life with your professional life. So it's a really good choice for that.
What are the favorite things do you like about teaching?
I love the satisfaction when my pupils do really well in a subject. I feel I have taught it, you know, as best I can. And I just like the communication, I like the relationships, the interaction, all of that comes with teaching.
What are the less favorite things about being a teacher?
Correcting tests. Oh, how long does that take? Yeah, it takes up a lot of time and people don't remember that all the time, that teachers not just work in the school, but they also have to go home in the evenings and they have maybe another 1 to 2 hours work outside school every day. Yeah.
Well, do you have any fun stories about time being a teacher on Camp Joliu?
Well, there's always funny stories in languages. Yeah. Maybe during the lockdown, I thought it was funny the amount of translations I used to get from Google Translator and other websites. And just the different sentences that people would create, like, that were really funny. Yeah.
How long have you been a teacher at Camp Julio?
This is my third year in Camp Julio now. Yeah.
What is one thing your classes have you made difference with students?
The one thing my classes have made a difference. What do you mean?
Like, what makes it be like better than the other classes, other teachers?
Oh, right. In my classes, what's different? Well, maybe the fact I'm a native. Maybe people might enjoy listening more to a native person because of the culture that you can bring to your class, you know, during the English classes, for example. Yeah. Okay.
What is your teaching method?
Well, in all my classes, I like the students to feel comfortable and welcomed. And it's always important that we have good relationships, and you have to have mutual respect. That's always very important in any of my classes.
Are you a teacher of more than one subject?
Yes, girls. As you know, I teach French and I teach English.
Which one do you like best?
Oh, I couldn't decide. I love both of them. It's a difficult question. Yeah, I suppose I'd be a francophone. So I really enjoy teaching French as well, yeah.
Is there a difference between a teacher and being a student? I mean, do you prefer being a teacher or a student?
Oh, well, students, I mean, your student days are the best days of your life. So, of course, being a student is better than being a teacher. A teacher is a job. But when you have a job you love and it's enjoyable, time passes quickly and it's great. You have a great time.
What did you do? What do you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be a nurse. But I suppose teaching and a nurse are kind of the same thing because we're with people all day and we want to help them in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. And there's a special, like, being a nurse, it was like a special reason or just...
Being a teacher?
No, a nurse.
Oh, a nurse. Oh, probably just because you're always in contact. I have a lot of family who work in hospitals, and my own mother worked in a hospital, so maybe I had a lot of exposure to this type of job.
Mm-hmm. What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very happy. I had great fun, you know. I have one brother. I had loads of friends. I still do. Yeah, it's nothing to complain about. I loved it. Yeah.
What is something about the English language that you wish you all students knew?
Oh, just that there is a big difference between being English and being Irish. People always say to me, oh, you're English. No, I'm Irish. If you go to Ireland one day, girls, you'll see the difference. There's a big difference in Irish culture and English culture.
Are you happy being a teacher?
I love being a teacher. Yes, I love it. I love the job. I love being with people and the languages, my subjects. I love everything about it. Yes.
Are you enjoying this interview so far?
Fabulous, girls. Great fun.
Right. What do you like doing in your free time?
Oh, in my free time. Well, in summer, I would go rock climbing. I love cycling. I live in the mountains, so I always go walking. Also, in winter, I go skiing. And I love sports in general. I do any type of sports. I'm a very active person. And of course, I love reading and going to restaurants and all the usual. But COVID-19 has spoiled all that for us at the moment.
Do you have a lot of friends here in Spain?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of international friends. My best friends in Spain are actually Italians. And I also have a lot of close friends who are Spanish. They are friends of both my husband and I. Yeah, so we meet them regularly and go out. Yeah.
When was the last time you went out with your friends? Because with COVID, it's...
Well, actually, 2 weeks ago, we went to the mountains, the Pyrenees. So we were with our friends then, where we both have big families. And we had a great time. Yeah. On walking and excursions.
Do you like watching films?
I love watching films. And I love series as well on Netflix. I love anything with suspense. And I really like horror movies as well. That's probably my favorite genre to watch.
Well, that was it for today. I hope you all got to know Kiara a little bit better. Our next guest will be announced tomorrow for a new chapter of the most popular podcast Interview With. See you tomorrow.